All right, so let's start with the Notre Dame part. One of the problems in polls over the years has always been you get extra credit in college basketball if you beat Duke, and you get extra credit in college football if you beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame is a good team, not a great team. I'm 3-6 Wake Forest. We beat Duke. All right, we're ranked 23rd. Wait a minute. Hold on. That's happened far too often over time. And that now goes to the problem with Alabama. It's actually more Alabama than Cincinnati. Look, Cincinnati's coming off a brilliant performance against Tulane, who didn't have its starting quarterback and is 1-7 and barely won. Okay. That's going to be their issue moving forward. They have no cachet. They have no cachet. And it's the world they live in. It is who you are. You're Cincinnati. That's who you are. And you can't help that your schedule is something that if Penn State played that schedule, the hue and cry of the Penn State fan would be like, why are we playing these people? How come we're not playing somebody tougher? You got to put it in that context. You're not sitting there and you're not playing Iowa 1 week, Ohio State the next, playing Auburn, playing Wisconsin. These aren't the teams they're playing. I mean, that's half of Penn State's schedule right there. You played at Wisconsin, played at Iowa, played at Ohio State, played Auburn. I mean, that's half your schedule. That's not half of Cincinnati's schedule. Cincinnati doesn't play any of those teams. Any one of those four is an upgrade over what Cincinnati's played so far. It's going to be a problem. It's just a fact of life. It's just the way it is. Because what happens is this, and this is where Cincinnati, they're winning, they're undefeated. Hey, guess what? Ohio State just played Penn State. How tough, hard, and physical was that game?
There was.
Guess what? You got to come back and play the next week. And you got to do that every week. Penn State has got to finish with Michigan, Rutgers, and Michigan State after they play Maryland. Who's got a better schedule, Penn State or Cincinnati? If Penn State had Cincinnati's schedule, they're home free. It's a fact of life. Ohio State's got to finish with Michigan State at home and at Michigan. Really? Does Cincinnati have to do that? The problem is not just who you play, it's the sequencing of who you play. And you go out with a tough, pounding physical game, right? Michigan's got to bounce back from their loss after it was a tough, pounding, hard-fought physical game with Michigan State. They got to come back out and they got to play again. And Michigan still has to play Penn State and they still got to play Ohio State. Michigan State still has to play Ohio State and Penn State. Ohio State still has to play Michigan State and Michigan. Okay? And Cincinnati has to play SMU? Really? And that's what you're gung-ho about? That's the problem. And they can't help the conference they're in. They can't. Okay? I understand that. But it's also a fact of life that you gotta live with. It's just the way it is. Now, the problem I've got is with Alabama. Alabama lost. Their two big wins are Mississippi State. Really? Really? I mean, the same Mississippi Auburn just, like, knocked around and won by two scores at that Mississippi? Really? That's the problem I have. The problem I have is that I talk all the time, in every sport. Every team is an entity unto itself. It is not a carryover from the previous team. You lose players. You sign players, whether transfer portal or... Okay, look at Michigan State. Is Michigan State 2021 the same team as Michigan State 2020? No, of course not. People look at them as an entity unto themselves, but they don't look at Alabama as an entity unto themselves. They're an entity unto themselves. The same entity that, by the way, fell way behind at Texas A&M, to which, by the way, was playing its backup quarterback and lost. I mean, they lost to Texas A&M's backup quarterback. Everybody knows that, right? Everybody understand that? Oregon beat Ohio State in Columbus. Okay, without two of its, without its best player and without another key player. Oregon won the game in Columbus. They should be ahead of Ohio State. They beat them without their best player and without another key player, because Thibodeau did not play in the game. You know that, right?
Yes, I remember. The only thing I would say with Oregon is I think they have similar issues. Them and Cincinnati have similar issues because they both have one signature win and both of their schedules stink.
But
before
Oregon,
and after this.
But Oregon beat the team that is right next to them, and they beat them in their place. That's why they're ahead of them. Now, how well would Cincinnati do in the Pac-12? I don't know. All right, in the Big Ten, Cincinnati would get its fair share of wins, but it also, I would say Cincinnati in the Big Ten would be 8-4 at the best. Because it's not that you're not good. The problem is that the sequencing of games. All right, let's play Minnesota. They pound the pound. You know, guess what? You get sore and you get hurt in a game like that. And the problem is you got to play the next week. Okay? No offense, you don't get pounded by Tulane. They're not a physical team. And they're out there with their backup quarterback, because with the starting quarterback, Tulane actually gave Oklahoma a pretty good run in Norman, no less. But that kid couldn't play. And Cincinnati struggled its brains. I watched some of that game with Tulane. I watched some of them thinking, this is not good. I said, they're not going to make the top four. When you're playing a schedule that week, you have big problems. That's why, you know, now Alabama should not be second. They shouldn't be. Okay? They are getting bonus points for the brand name. It doesn't mean at the end they're not second. It doesn't mean at the end they're not one. But you can't sit there and go, that's Alabama. No, it's Alabama 2021. Every team is an entity unto itself, and the College Football Playoff Committee, a group that should know such things, doesn't seem to know that. Now, I would have probably put Cincinnati fourth. I probably would have put them fourth, but as the time goes and other teams keep winning, because Michigan State and Ohio State will work itself out. They play each other. Okay, that'll work itself out. But as time goes, there's a good chance that I would start them in four, have them in the weekly snapshot. But as each weekly snapshot goes, they'd be getting closer and closer to being out because the schedule just gets weaker and weaker. And that's a big problem. There's nothing left. Cincinnati is like Gonzaga. Gonzaga basketball loads up its non-conference schedule because Mark Few knows that's the only way to show everybody they belong. Because once they get to the West Coast Conference for 2.5 months, they disappear. Cincinnati is Gonzaga basketball.